right, I'll speak these prophetic words over you. Listen very carefully. Invade this place. We expect divine invasion. A divine invasion of the supernatural. Let the fruits grow. Let the gifts flow. The fire is burning. The word is flowing. And the rivers are flowing. In the supernatural, you will wear no more shackles and no more yokes. They may come, but they can't stay. Thank for a corporate anointing for the attraction of the supernatural. No more limits. I've shut down all Satan gimmicks. Outpouring. Outflowing. The dove has landed. To operate in the supernatural, we have to train our inner digestive system. You got an auto digestive system physically, but spiritually, you have an inner digestive system. Holy Spirit, unfold my spiritual digestive system. Goodness. Now, Father, the dimension that you want to take us in this day, we need help. Every person needs to be touched by the Holy Spirit. Natural things, I ask you that we move to the side and let your rivers flow. Thank you for all the fathers all over the world. We need them so, as Junior said, we need them to step up and stand up and to know how to flow in the Spirit. I bless all these fathers that they will get an anointing that cannot be denied. We thank you. We need them flowing now. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, you may be seated. Get your Bibles. Let's go to work. The first opening you want to open to is John 4. John's Gospel, chapter 4. Pay close attention. Come on. Pay close attention to the scriptures, because they're going to take you into supernatural, places. On this Father's Day. And there are some things that are going to be said. They're going to set divine order in your life. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
We're going to honor the Father of Spirit this morning. We're going to deal with honoring the Father of Spirits by living the supernatural lifestyle. Now, I think no greater honor to God than you move in spirit, in miracles, signs, and wonders in the supernatural. To do that, you're going to have to know some things. Honoring the Father of Spirits by living the supernatural lifestyle. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Let me say it again, because I want you to understand what the Lord is introducing you to is not a normal life. It's a life, because you're a Christian, because you're a child of God, you're supposed to live above the standards of this world.
That's right.
Whatever standard they set, you go above it. Because you're in another realm, you're in another forte, you're in another place of production. That's the word, production. Write that word down, production. Production. I pray to God that after this morning, you'll be able to produce things that you've never seen before in your life. There are always extra places in the presence of God. Yes, let me say it again. There are always extra places in the presence of God. In other words, whenever you think that you have accomplished something, but by being in the presence of God, there's always more. Are y'all hearing this? There are always extra places in the presence of God. When everybody else have went to their peak, everybody else have gone higher than they can go, God is always able to put you in a higher position. Do you understand that language? Now, I'm going to tell you, you're going to get thick in here this morning. Real thick in the spirit. You can get ready for it. I've already seen it. Right. The first scripture we're going to read will open an avenue in John 4, verse 23. These are shifting verses. Don't you sit there and believe you can't shift. You know, that the other person, more whole life, more spiritual than I am. No, no, no. You born of God's spirit,
yes.
You can shift too.
Yes.
Say, I can shift too.
I can shift too.
In a stronger anointing, a stronger awareness of God. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now notice here, Jesus points something out here in John 4:23. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the what? Shall worship the Father how?
In spirit.
Worship who?
The Father.
The Father. He is, what, who we want to celebrate this morning is the Father of spirits.
Yes, sir.
We want to honor the Father of spirit by permitting the Holy Spirit to cause our lives to shift into a deeper dimension of his presence. Whoa! To shift. See, don't sit there and look at me like I'm not talking to you. The Lord wants the Holy Spirit wants to shift you in deeper dimension of your Father's spirit. Everywhere the world been robbing you, stop this morning. Everything that have made your life uncomfortable will be dealt with this morning. You're about to graduate to another grade, another dimension in the spirit. How many of y'all hungry? Now notice this verse. Notice this verse. Verse 23 again. I'm saying we're at this hour.
Yes, sir.
But the hour comes and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God, look at the next verse. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit. Say the last part. And truth. Spirit and truth. You see it?
Yes,
all right. Turn to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Lord good.
Yes,
The scriptures are designed, you listening?
Yes, sir.
To walk you in God's presence. That's why we read scriptures. See, the scriptures are spirit and life. So they'll take you into his presence. In Hebrews 12 and 9, it says, furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? Now, if you don't follow me in the scripture, you're not going to get it. If you're waiting on an entertainment, you're not going to get it. We've got to go deeper this morning.
Yes, sir.
And then look with me in John 14, John's Gospel, chapter 14. Let the word speak this morning.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Honoring the Father of spirits by living the supernatural lifestyle. Most Christians do not live a supernatural lifestyle. They're praying and hoping. But the Lord want to promote you this morning. What I say? You mean to tell me you didn't say that? You mean to tell me you sat here this morning and the apostle have said something out of his mouth supernaturally to you? The Lord, you didn't say nothing. You just sitting there looking at me. The Lord want to promote me this morning. Who don't want promotion? How many of y'all believe God able to promote you? And he just told you this morning he wants to promote you. I receive the Lord. That's right, son. You see, he can't. God. One of the first anchors I'm going to teach you about this supernatural life is atmosphere. You got to create an atmosphere for God. In your home, in your car, well, you got to always create in your bedroom. Or in your kitchen, create an atmosphere for God. Give him some praise. Give him some thanksgiving. Honor him. Let him know you know he's real. When you honor God, God manifests. See, that's why sometimes we miss it in church, because we're talking about looking at how each other dress and all that stuff, and miss the whole picture. Thank God you dress nice, but just give glory to God. Who called you to be dressed like that? And so when we come here, we want to invite him, the Father of spirits, that he can touch our spirits and change all of our outside. Change all of our physical activity. He can change everything, you know. See, he's greater than everything, everybody. And so listen very carefully here, because he's aiming to show us something. Well, I tell you, go John 14.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I want to show you something here before I get to going, because I get to going, I'm gonna leave you. If you don't get on, I'm gonna be gone in a few minutes. I'm telling you right now, I come here to go today. Yes, sir. I don't know what I'm gonna do. Preach, teach. I don't know what I'm gonna do. Holler, scream. I just want to glorify. I just want to glorify him today. He's the Father of my spirit. Say it. He's the Father. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. So in order to honor God, the Father of my spirit, I will have to get in
the spirit.
How many of y'all ready to get in the spirit? It's very easy. In John 14, hallelujah. Verse 23. John's Gospel, 14, verse 23. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. Now watch it now. You will hear the word Father, and my Father. Well, in other words, the Father loved those who keep the word.
Yes.
And my Father will love him and will come unto him and make our abode with him.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. You see that?
Yes, sir.
Good God Almighty. In verse 24, he that loveth me not keepeth not my saying. And the word what you hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me.
Yes, sir.
Now one more scripture, and then we'll go to work. In Matthew 13. Use your Bible. Matthew 13. Hallelujah. We're going to honor the Father's Spirit this morning.
Yes.
That'd be all right with you?
Yes.
Now, you can't honor him without him manifesting.
Yes.
So I believe gifts, miracles, signs and wonders, and exploits should be in this place this morning. But the flesh is going to have to get out of the way. Hallelujah. So if you would say a praise word every now and then. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. To give the Holy Spirit the right. To give the Holy Spirit the right. Listen very carefully. To invade your space. I know the person on your row would like for you to do that. The person on your road would like the Lord to come down that road. So if you not ready to participate, I know they hope you leave the road. Because the Lord going to hit it next 20 minutes, the Lord going to hit this place. And you need to be up. Can I tell you something that happened? The Holy Spirit just picked up my right leg. I didn't pick it up. It was up before I knew it. Lord, invade my space. You know what that means if the Lord invades your space? If you let him invade your space, everything that is hindering you is over. Do you understand that? Lord, invade my space. Everything you're going through that you shouldn't be going through, once the Lord invade the space, is over. Lord, invade my space. You understand what the Holy Spirit is aiming to do here? He knows everything. He knows what you're going through. He knows where you're trying to go to. Are you following me? Yes. Invade my space, Lord. The flesh have too much of your space. The news media have too much of your space. I hear a word coming out of the atmosphere of the Spirit, surrender. You may not have ever surrendered before, but this morning you are arrested by the Holy Ghost. In these few moments, I'm going to invade your space. And you'll never be the same. shackles of the flesh has to fall this morning. Everything that's been holding you down, sickness, disease, lack, confusion, irritation. Sit down. Matthew 3:13. Matthew 3:13. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee. And cometh thou unto me? And Jesus, verse 15. And Jesus answered and said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, everybody saying Jesus.
And Jesus,
when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens. You ready?
Yes, sir.
I want you to know the heavens are open over your life this morning. Say it, the heavens are open over my life this morning. The same heavens that was open over Jesus are open over me right now. And the same thing that happened to Jesus and through Jesus can happen to me and through me. When the Holy Spirit has freedom in my life, my action becomes just like Jesus. I'm hearing something in the spirit. Floods of blessings are about to overtake you. Y'all didn't cut up enough for that. I heard that from heaven just now. Floods, plural. Floods in plural. Floods of blessings are about to overtake you. Online, help me online, help me online. Flood of blessings. Everything that was not working for you going to start working. Every gate that was closed in your face is about to open right now. A blessing about to overtake you. Say, I receive it, Lord.
I receive it, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. It butts on an ass anymore. I heard this. Something is happening to you right now. Maybe it's your healing. Let me try to read these two verses. Montreal, you better get up here, boy, and sit with your brother. About another anointing about to flow in this place. You better get up here and catch it. Receive $1,000. He's the father of spirits. Say it.
He's the father of
my spirit. And I honor him today. Have your way, Father. Come on, daughter. Have your way, Father.
In my life.
Right now.
Right now.
I receive. Sure. And Jesus, when he was baptized, sat down, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were open unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Because of Jesus, God want to tell you he's well pleased with you. Not because of you, because of Jesus. I'm blessed not because of me. I'm blessed because of Jesus. Not because I live so good, because Jesus' life is on the inside of me. Come on, son. Come on. I receive, son. I'm blessed because of Jesus. Not because I live so good. I make mistakes, but Jesus never made a mistake. He's on the inside of me. Come on, daughter. I let him sort. Let him get rich. Let all of them get rich. All of them get rich. Have the car they want, the house they want, anything they want. Let them get rich. God want all his children rich. Say it. God want all his children rich. Say it with your scary self. God want all his children rich. I don't care what the heckler say. I don't care what religious folks say. I believe God want all of his children rich. I don't get every need met, blessed going in and blessed coming out. Get ready to take notes. Sit down. You can't go with me, go against me. I'm going to knock it out this morning. All right, let's write this down. Honoring the Father by living a supernatural lifestyle. That means getting all the answers to your prayer. That means any attack that come in your life, you don't panic. You stand up to it until a father knock it down. Jesus honored the Father on earth by living the kind of life he had provided for him. See, the honor to God is you living the kind of life that God has provided for you. Jesus said, by saying, watch it now, by saying and doing, me and my Father are one. By saying and doing, me and my Father are one. So what I have to do, I have to do the word. Don't only be a hearer of the word, but be a doer. All right. Now I want you to get this, because we're talking about honoring the Father of spirit by living a supernatural lifestyle, right?
Yes, sir.
Therefore, Jesus wore like a garment. He wore the I am identity.
Yes, sir.
And always received I am results.
Yes, sir.
No, you didn't get it. The Lord is placing on you apostolically and prophetically his I am identity. And then he gave you 66 books to define what his I am identity means. Not I'm becoming.
No, I am.
Not I will someday.
I am.
Even if the evidence tell me different.
I am.
You didn't get it?
Yes.
Even if the situation is saying something different. I have to stand in my I am identity until a situation changes.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I cannot. Listen, permit the situation to change my I am. Everything in my life that does not identify with God's glory don't belong to me.
I am blessed.
And I always will be blessed. Don't let nobody talk you out of it. Now let me give you the meaning of supernatural. This meaning, I didn't get it out. This came straight from heaven. This meaning, once you get this meaning, your I am identity gonna become so strong that you will not be denied victory in no given moment. What? You mean to tell me I've come here this morning and God gonna tell me how I'll never be denied of my victory again in my life? Here's the definition of supernatural. It means presence. Supernatural means presence. It's God's presence. It means I am. It means divine movements.
My God.
It means unlimited.
Jesus.
It means all things are possible.
Yes.
It means the supernatural results of God are unstoppable. You want me to give that again?
Yes.
You ain't gonna find no book now. You can go to the library and everywhere you want. You ain't gonna find this. This came from heaven. The meaning of supernatural.
Yes, right.
Let me give it to you again. It means presence. Presency. It's such a word. More than one presence. Just you're constantly present. It means I am. It means divine movements. It means unlimited. It means all. Oh my! I wish I could fly. I'd fly over all y'all and just look down at you. Yeah. It means all things are possible. It means the supernatural results of God are unstoppable. Now you getting the problem and read that. You just sit there and read that a few minutes. Just sit there and read that and watch what happened to you. All right, now. I'm going to begin, I don't know how far I'm going to get, I got a few more minutes, on 12 anchors for the supernatural. 12 things that will anchor you into the supernatural. The first anchor is atmosphere. An atmosphere is defined as God's presence. Turn to Exodus chapter 3, verse 13. The first anchor for the supernatural, you got to have a divine atmosphere or divine presence to create God's supernatural atmosphere. That's why you got to pray them sometimes. Lift your hand up. You're by yourself. You say, Lord, I love you. You've been a good God to me. Glory, glory. Thank you. Thank you. Find something good to thank him for. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my. I'm still alive. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. And what you're doing, invoking his presence. See, God cannot show up without the supernatural, because the supernatural is God. See, and Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel and shall say unto them, the God of your father have sent me unto you, and they shall say unto me, what is his name? Come on, go to the next one. Go to verse 14. I got to go back. Wait a minute. I got to go back. I got to get this thing straight here. I got to get this thing straight. It's Exodus 3:13. You got your shouting clothes on?
Yes, sir.
We might be the clothes out right after this. I feel something coming on. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, when I come to that problem, when I come to that situation, when I come to that attack, what shall I say? To turn, listen very carefully, turn this attack to supernatural failure.
My God, my God, my God. Yeah.
You ever heard that before?
No, sir.
To turn an attack to supernatural failure.
Yes.
Because you see, you got to operate in the supernatural because you're dealing with a supernatural enemy.
That's right.
For the wrath is not against flesh and blood.
That's it.
Ephesians 6:12. Look at it right quick. We're coming back to Exodus. Because you got to understand this. You've been praying and saying and not winning. But you're fighting against a supernatural enemy. Satan is supernatural. And the only power that is higher than Satan's supernatural is the supernatural power of God. See, you say, well, we're wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against principality. You see that? Look at the word against. Against power. Against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Against. Spiritual wicked in high places. That's why he told you to put on the whole armor of God. Scripture said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. But you got to know how to reign in the spirit. You got to know how to flow in the supernatural. Not just getting emotional, not just shouting, God dog it tomorrow.
Yes.
Know how to pull your sword out. So you see, if we have the body of Christ do not permit the supernatural to function in our lives, it doesn't matter how much you pray.
That's right.
It doesn't matter what you say. You have to know you greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You have to know Luke 10:19. Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and the power of the enemy shall do you no harm. You have to know I give your mouth and wisdom that the enemy cannot gainsay nor resist.
Yes, yes.
You have to know that Satan is under your feet.
Yes.
Come on, though, son. That he can't defeat you.
Yes,
he can't beat you.
Are you
listening to me?
Yes, sir.
That's a star, not a check. You have to know that.
Yes,
wait, are y'all here or what?
Yes,
are y'all want me to turn back to Sunday school? God is talking to you this day that you're going to have to live in a supernatural way. You got to know how to praise him when you're in jail. When everything looks like it's not working right. You got to get a dance on. Your flesh not going to move, but make it move. Make your flesh praise God so the glory can come. When the glory can come, the story is over. God is telling somebody in here right now how to get out of that. How to get into your praise. Praise him. Give him glory. Dance. Dance by yourself. Sing. Sing any word that comes to your mouth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Know that God is with you.
Yes.
Something supernatural
yes.
is about to happen in your life right now.
Yes.
I said something supernatural.
Yes.
That thing that looked like it wasn't going to change
yes.
is changing right now.
Yes.
Because the glory of God
yes.
is falling on his house right now. Supernatural. God, your miracle is knocking on your door. I hear the word running through my mind and running through my life right now. Promotion, promotion, promotion. Promotion, promotion, promotion. Promotion, promotion, promotion. Promotion, promotion, promotion everywhere. Promotion in the air. Promotion, promotion, promotion. I'm so glad for you. I'm so happy for you. Come on, son. I'm so happy for you. Tell somebody three times next to your promotion. Yes, son. Good to see you, son. I receive. I receive. I receive. Come on. I receive. The devil is a lie. Promotion coming to you right now. Now shout. Shout and receive it. Come on, son. Shout and receive it. Shout and receive your promotion. I receive it. I receive it. Good to meet you. Somebody better run up in here. Run. Run, because promotion has come. Run. Run. Promotion has come. Run to your promotion rapper. Run, because promotion has come. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, I say. Hallelujah. You'll never live in the same position. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise his name, praise his name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise his name. Glory to God. Somebody help me praise him. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Praise his name. You can't praise him, go ahead and praise him. Hallelujah. See you, see. Hallelujah. I can't hear you. Come on. All y'all, just wait. Wait on, get rich. Wait on, get rich. Wait, get rich. Let the Lord get rich. Hallelujah. Somebody tell them God talking to you. Go ahead and get rich. Go ahead and get rich. Ain't nothing wrong with being rich. Get rich. No, let's read. Get your Bible. Let's read. Come on. You better not holler up in there. Holler back there. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. When the Holy Ghost is moving, I go with it. You sitting there with your little cute self, put in my hand. You gotta receive. You sitting there with your little cute self, won't say nothing. You sitting there, you so masculine, you don't want to say nothing. You holler at the football game. You holler at the basketball game. Why can't you holler up in hell? Receive. Come on. I want to finish reading that verse in Exodus. I receive your seed. Sit down. I want to finish reading the verse. We got about 10, 15 more minutes. I want to finish reading the verse because it'd be unfair to you. We're talking about the first anchor is what? Atmosphere, right? And what atmosphere is? God's presence, right? And we're reading Exodus 3:13. I got to read that whole thing because it's so powerful. And Moses said unto God in the 13th verse, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of your father have sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto thee? And verse 14. Now let him speak to you now. For whatever you up against, wherever you need to go. See, whatever door, whatever gate, whatever window you need open in your life, let this voice speak to you now. God is about to give an answer now. And this, oh my. It solves everything.
Yes,
verse 14 about to solve everything in your life.
Yes,
and God said to Moses, and God said to Leroy, and God said to Carolyn,
I am that I am.
And he said that thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. That is your identity. All the goodness of God, this whole book, belong to you. Whatever he did for Abraham, whatever he did for Isaac, whatever he did for Jacob, whatever he did for Moses, whatever he did for Esther, whatever he did for Ruth, it all belonged to me. Whatever he did for Joseph, whatever he did for Daniel, whatever he did, he gave me the book to know he'll do the same thing for me. I'm not just a church member. I'm a child of the living God. I'm supernatural. Say it, I'm supernatural.
A
miracle can come out of me at any moment.
A sign.
A wonder can move in my life
at any moment.
I'm supernatural. Why would you be a supernatural person and live a natural life? See, the supernatural, thank you, Jesus. The supernatural is heaven coming to earth before earth go to heaven. The supernatural, the supernatural is a heavenly atmosphere while I'm down here on earth. In other words, I'm down here on earth living a heavenly life. Talk to me, Ronald. Talk to me now. You see that? See, when I learn to function in the supernatural, I'm already going to heaven. You say, well, you got to die to go to heaven. You're already dead. Look at Galatians 2:20. You died already. I'm crucified with Christ. When he died, I died. When he rolled, I rolled. When he went to heaven, I went to heaven with him. Days. Oh, some of y'all didn't even know what it said. Days of heaven on earth. I'm designed by God to show sinners how heaven looks. My life should be so blessed that a person asks me, what are you doing? Who you work for? What? Then you can tell them about Jesus. You can't live like no sinner. Now, this is a strange thing coming here now, but I want to give it to you. The song says, he got the whole world in his hand, right? No, he said, wait a minute, I'm going to correct that. You got it. Well, I designed you. Chantel, I designed you to have the whole world in your hand. Mm-hmm. You see that? You see, you're not going to get in the flesh with it. You're not going to get, you're not going to get where you be a show off and all of that. You just let it speak. See, I'm going to say it, Lord. On my estate where I live, you can't call my house a house. See, but you don't know my secret. I'm going to give you my secret. I got a grace rocker and a glory rocker on my front porch. Sometimes I sit in my grace rocker. And sometimes I sit in my wife's glory rocker. So people see me sitting there rocking, they don't understand. I'm rocking in grace. Are you listening to me? I'm going to close in a minute. Are you listening to me? Let's go to one more. Sit down. First anchor is what?
Yes.
It's an anchor for the supernatural, right?
Yes, sir.
The second one is awareness. Awareness. This one is profound. 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. Awareness of your supernatural nature or your divine nature. Always be aware of your supernatural nature. You listen to me?
Yes, sir.
And your divine nature. Say supernatural nature.
Supernatural nature.
Divine nature.
Divine.
See, don't let the outside run you.
Yes, sir.
Don't let situation. Don't let attacks. You're going to have supernatural attacks. So you got to have a supernatural answer. You see me? Huh? See, Satan is supernatural. See? Satan work in the spirit realm. He attack you with demons. But they know something about the supernatural. So mentally, physically, psychologically, education-wise, you can't handle it. But when you know how to pull out the sword of the spirit, and you know how to hold up the shield of faith, you quench all his fiery doubt. But you have to be in the spirit. Not a church member. Not just saying I'm a Christian saying the Our Father prayer. You have to know who you are in the spirit. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Now I have 12 anchors. I just got the two. I'm getting two today. I have 12 anchors. How many?
12
anchors to operate properly in the supernatural. First one is the presence of God. The second one is awareness. I'm aware of your presence. I'm aware of who you are. I'm aware that you can't fail. I'm watch what I'm saying now, because somebody about to get blessed. I'm aware that I'm all right this morning. I don't care what you're dealing with. I don't care who you're dealing with. I don't care how long you've been dealing with it. I'm aware of your presence. And your presence means my victory. Now in 2 Peter chapter 1, the apostle Peter explains the divine nature. How the divine nature works. How the divine nature cannot be stopped. I'm going to read that in close. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. Anybody getting anything?
Yes, sir.
I tell you what, you can leave here, you're going to know you've been to church.
Yes.
And you might try to be normal. But you ain't going to be normal. Holy Spirit, because you remember what he said? You remember that?
Yeah.
Stop complaining. Shut up. Stand up.
Yeah.
Take your rightful place.
Yes.
I'm glad I'm not up here by myself.
Yeah.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. I
said, thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Then 2 Peter. Now, these verses, I'm going to read them and pray that the Holy Spirit speak to you clearly this morning. Simon Peter, servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ. Now, these are apostolic teaching.
Yes, sir.
You understand this, right?
Yes, sir.
You understand the church have not been in an apostolic mode. You know that, right?
Yes.
You know you're not in a regular setting, right? And you know I'm not talking about me, right? You know something happening to you, right? Yeah, yeah. You can duck all you want, you're going to get it. You know your next battle already won, right? Why you next battle already won? I am.
I am victorious.
Yes,
sir.
Glory.
Glory.
I be looking out. You see how I'm looking out there? I'm looking to see who ducking. I ain't come for all that. I just want to sing a few songs, dance. No, you're going to change. You don't come to this church just to dance. You leave me in power. You have no idea how much the Holy Ghost has put in you this morning. You got some stuff on the inside of you, child. And you're not going to be able to escape it because you're going to have visions and dreams. You're going to hear words and nobody around you, nobody else around you, going to be, who said that? The Lord's going to be talking to you. Now, let me read about your divine nature and let's close. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have attained what? With us to the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace, look at this, and peace be multiplied. Hallelujah. Unto you through what? The knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power will someday give to us. When I get to heaven. According to the divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and virtue. Whereby, look at verse 4. Whereby given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. And look what he said after that. Having someday. Hey, tell me, every problem I had, I've already escaped.
Yes, sir.
Because of John 19:30?
Yes, sir.
You know what John 19:30 said?
Yes.
It is finished.
Yes.
On the cross, Jesus said, it is finished.
Yes.
I said, I'm ready to go. Ready to go where? Where in the hell are you going that's more important than this? I heard you. I'm ready to go. I ought to call you out and put you out. I got him on a few more minutes. I got him on a minute or so. I'm ready to go. What you going to do? More important than this. What father you can celebrate more than this father? I'm just trying to read a scripture and close.
Yes, sir.
Don't be vexing me like that. See, the Spirit reads your mind. I'm ready to go. Well, don't come back no more. If you don't want the Spirit. You've probably been blocking something anyway. Man, this is serious business. This is serious. God, you're going to have to know in this culture how to live a supernatural life. You can't just be a church member no more. These people are too slick. They're working on supernatural power, and you're working on the religion and tradition. Apostolically, the Lord promoting the church to work in supernatural lifestyle. That they can't bother you. Do you know how much that internet can trick you? Do you know how technical that thing is? You could be looking at one thing and somebody else show up? Or do you know they can have something fading in the background that you think they're getting your mind? I heard a powerful word just now. Discernment. Two words. Deception. Discernment. Where are you going to be? If you're not able to discern, I got the clothes. If you're not able to discern in the spirit realm, you're going to be deceived. With your song, Amazing Grace and all. Because a song by itself is not going to get it. You got to have a revelation. You got to have insight. You got to have illumination. Help me, Lord. What voice are we need? For, whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature. Everybody say divine nature.
Divine nature.
Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, give all diligence. Then they tell you, add to your faith. Virtue, and to virtue, look up and see what virtue means. To virtue, knowledge, and to knowledge, temperance, and to temperance, patience, and to patience, godliness, the godliness, brotherly kindness, the brotherly kindness, charity. If these things be in you, oh my goodness. And abound. Look what he said now. They make you that you should not be barren, nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacked these things, Junior.